Who is in charge of your @JohnPiper Twitter account?
You mean the one I regularly use?
Yes.
I am. I think. I don't know. So I decide. I think I follow about 47 people. So those are people here at Desiring God that I follow, or family, or church people. I don't follow everybody in the world. And my goal. I'm not sure what the question. What do you think they're getting at?
Well, some who's people in charge who are followed by thousands have other people plugging in their tweets.
Oh, that's helpful. Okay. I don't think I've ever had anybody write a tweet for me. If I quote somebody, I tell you who I'm quoting, Samuel Rutherford or C.S. Lewis or whatever. So I use Hootsuite, and after my devotions in the morning, I go on, and if I've seen something I find encouraging, I just schedule it. And if you'll notice, they come up at 8 o'clock, noon, and 4 in the afternoon, and I'm scheduled through next 5 days from now, so 3 a day. If anything else comes that feels like it would be helpful to comment on, I'll throw that in. But basically, I just want to, 3 times a day, put in a sentence something that it seems to me would be provocative concerning the character of God or the Lord Jesus, or building to faith, or helpful in our understanding of what's going on in the world. So yeah, it's all me. It doesn't take a lot of time. If it did, I wouldn't do it. So thanks for asking. John Piper is the name of the account. Simple. I wouldn't waste too much time on Twitter. I mean, wasting time on the web, whether it's blogging or Twitter or web or whatever, can really be a killer. So be very careful. It's just fraught with dangers, especially ego dangers of people saying, okay, I'll get an account. Now, how many followers can I get? And woo, I'm up to 100 followers or whatever. I just think it's so unbelievably dangerous. So I want to be checking myself all the time about why do I do this? And I really love the church and want to bless the church. And I just like to have people listen to me. So just be careful with these wonderful gifts God has given us.